Good morning. It is a Monday morning. Hooray, hooray. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, Alan, quite a day ahead. We won't have a roundtable because of the hearing that happens today. The judiciary hearing sets the stage for impeachment charges. Pushing ahead with articles of impeachment, the House Judiciary Committee convenes today to formally receive the investigative findings against President Donald Trump as the White House mounts an aggressive attack on the proceedings. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says he expects the committee to vote soon on charges against Trump that will likely focus on abuse of power on Ukraine and obstruction in the congressional inquiry. I know you have thoughts this morning on this.
I do. You know, last night, David, just to begin, I have to say I was at the Literacy Network of South Berkshire, and they were having a potluck supper. I cannot tell you, David, how many people came up and said they listen to this radio station all the time. They listen in the morning. They listen to the roundtable. They can't give it up. But it is a dilemma. You do the hearings, and then they miss their roundtable. But you got to do the hearings. Obviously, you got to let everybody hear for themselves. Okay, onward and upward.
These hearings start today, 9 o'clock, and like we said, there's most likely some voting being done by the end of the week, and it all may be done by Christmas.
Hey, it's a foregone conclusion. This president is going to be impeached. He doesn't really know how to play it. On the one hand, there have been these utterances about how he's looking forward to it, and he's going to defend himself, and they're going to bring all of these people on, and they're going to embarrass the Democrats. That has changed now. He's staying out of it. It's going to be up to his senatorial colleagues who are going to be doing this stuff. And we have already seen the kind of defense they do. They get angry and they flail their hands around. But in the end, truth is truth. Did he try to do a bribe in order to punish Joe Biden? And the answer is clearly yes, by his own notes of that first meeting. And we didn't even know if those notes are complete by any means. There are other things. By not allowing any of the people who work directly with Trump to go and testify in this impeachment hearing, some people think a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution, might makes right, and therefore he doesn't have to do it. Then what he's created is an obstruction of Congress and an obstruction of justice. And I'm sure that is going to be one of the, let me amend that. It should be one of the counts that will be held against him in this impeachment.
And then we have the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, indicating President Trump now that Giuliani wants to take the information he has gathered from his investigations in Ukraine to the U.S. Attorney General and to Congress.
Look, Giuliani, for some reason, is in Ukraine. There are those people who think, you know, what he's done, and I've heard it said, is go back to the place where he made his first mistakes, and now he wants to compound them by making more, as if that justifies the whole thing. Giuliani has certainly become the subject of a great deal of this, and there are those people who just feel that he has overplayed his hand and that he has put himself at personal and criminal risk for his behavior.
Let's jump over the pond, Alan, and head to Britain. The country is going to the polls on Thursday, and the result will shape Britain's future. We saw the final debate between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, and basically each is sticking to their political well-worn phrases and promises. Johnson, the Conservative, wants Brexit, while Corbyn claims Johnson is bent on striking a trade deal with the U.S. that might harm Britain's interests.
David, look, this is an unsolvable problem. You know, half the country wants the old Hail Britannia, we have an empire back again. They can't have it back again. Winston Churchill lost that battle to FDR during the Second World War. FDR had decided that we had to help Great Britain, but we didn't have to help them keep their colonies. There are those people who remember the way that it was. And then there's the younger people who say, hey, we should be part of the European community. But you see, there can't be any fundamental change in Britain's position. It is a formidable power. It's very important. It's the friend of the United States. But it has decolonialized, and there's no way that they're going back to that. There are those people in that country who say, no, we will not bend our knee to a European community and go by their rules. And we're deeply offended by that. So I suspect that the polls are showing that things are still very close and will be very close no matter what.
The FBI now says it was conducting a terrorism investigation into the shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola as new information emerged about the gunman's training. He apparently had clashed with an instructor. During this time, over the weekend, President Trump defended the Saudis in reference to this, and a headline in the Washington Post today, some of the president's staunchest supporters, Allen, have called for a tougher stance with Saudi Arabia, a position that has gained strength in the wake of the shooting, and we've heard those calls before.
That's right, David. We have heard those calls before. We saw the Khashoggi affair. We know that there were reports. I still have never gotten the straights of it. After 9/11, that plane filled with Saudis was allowed to depart and go back to Saudi Arabia when nobody else was allowed to fly. This president certainly is suspect of having economic relationships personal with the Saudis. Somebody said to me yesterday, well, can you imagine if it had been a Mexican who had committed this crime? What the presidential rhetoric would be. Instead, he's saying, well, you know, the king is a good guy. He wants to make it right with all of these families that have been hurt by the shooting. And now we have reports that the shooter was involved in basically a party with others, and they watched scenes of carnage and the rest of it. I mean, this keeps coming back to the fact that Saudi Arabia and its prince and king are suspect by so many Americans.
Political Observer Alan Chartok with us. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, David. Great to talk to you.